Hello, everybody. It's been a while since we've been together. A lot of personal things have happened in my life, and I just had to take some time to assess the situation and deal with some things. And so it took focus away from the ministry and focus away from podcast and anything else that I had going on, because it was a very personal event. It was a life-changing event. It's still changing my life. I'm still not over it. I'm still dealing with it every day. And the hurt, the anger, everything still comes up from time to time. But with that being said, today I forge on, because 2 weeks ago, well, let me rephrase, a week ago yesterday, I finally graduated Victory Bible College. So I am a college graduate now with a degree, a Bachelor's of Arts degree in pastoral theology. So 4 years of hard work paid off. I didn't quit, even though many times I wanted to. I didn't give up, because no one would let me, and God wouldn't let me. But with all that being said and all that set aside, if you would please take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter number 1, and we're going to focus on verses 2 through 4. Verses 2 through 4. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 2, the Bible tells us, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward." Now, I'm just going to throw this disclosure in here. Many of you will not like what I'm about to say. Many of you will be upset with my views on what the Bible says. And if that's the case, so be it. But please be considerate if you decide to comment on today's lesson. In these verses, Isaiah speaks of a country that has turned from God. Sound familiar? In verse 2, the Bible tells us that God said, "I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." The Bible also states that the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. In today's American society, who is God speaking to? Christians. See, many Christians have been brought up by God, yet have turned their backs on Him. People in today's America are taught that there is no God, or that whatever you choose can be your God. People today worship other people. They worship money, fame, anything that you can insert here, really. The Bible tells us that the donkey knows its master, but that God's people do not even consider. What does that mean? That means that people today do things without even considering God. Verse number 4 tells us about a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. let us examine this a little closer. Let's take a look at today's America. Here we have a nation that is turning criminals out of prison because of a virus, all while thinking that it is perfectly okay to kill innocent babies in the womb. In America today, we have people who think that it is perfectly okay to rob, beat, and kill people because someone got killed by an evil man in a uniform. We have people screaming for justice, all while burning businesses to the ground. The Bible refers to these people here as a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupted. They have forsaken the Lord. Yes, the Bible here is talking about all of us, though. Why? Because today's Christian, more times than not, stands by and lets this happen. Why? Because we are more afraid of man and the opinion of man than the wrath of God. That is why the Bible tells us here that we have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. Why do you think the Rona has been able to panic so many people? They have provoked the anger of God. Now, I'm not saying that COVID is the Lord's judgment on America. No, don't misunderstand. What I am saying is that God has allowed it to happen because people don't believe in Him or ask Him to cure it. Instead, they put their faith in man and organizations ran by people, some of whom aren't even doctors. The survival rate of COVID-19 is over 95%. Yet people live in fear, wearing masks, not touching, not gathering. The survival rate of abortion is very small. I can't give an exact figure because there's no exact figure on Google. Go figure. It only focuses on the mortality rate of the mother. Why keep track of how many babies survive when you don't even consider them human? One of my favorite quotes on abortion came from President Ronald Reagan. I've noticed that everyone who is for abortion has already been born, Reagan said. Well, I've noticed that everyone that is promoting fear and separation in America today stands to gain something from the fear. They want to act like they can be the savior of America. Brothers and sisters, there is only one savior of America. One savior for South Africa, one cure for COVID, one King of Kings, one Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus Christ, and He is where you need to put your faith, and you will end your fear. 2,000 years ago, on a hill called Golgotha, on the cross of Calvary, He said, "It is finished," and "It is finished," and He meant that all of your fears, worries, and sins will be done away with if you just trust in Him. Yes, you will still have times when you get down, but you can know right now that if you put your trust in Jesus, He will lift you back up again. You don't have to live in fear because you can walk in victory with Jesus. Come to Him right now. Don't wait. If you would like to come to Jesus and you would need more information on how to do that, just drop me a line on my Facebook pages or give me a call or message me personally, and I'll be glad to help you find Jesus. Let's pray. Father, today I come to you. I'm not trying to be political. I'm not trying to push some agenda. I'm not trying to push people's buttons. I'm just giving the people what you laid on my heart for them to have, Lord. I am just trying to do your will. I hope that you would allow people to see that I'm just trying to do what I'm called to do, Lord. I'm not trying to stir the pot, so to speak, but sometimes the word of God hurts and it cuts deep And sometimes it causes us to talk about issues that we don't really want to talk about and face things that we don't really want to face. And today is one of those times. I pray that you would be with me and be with each and everyone who actually takes the time to listen to this message, Lord. I pray that you would protect us as we go with throughout our business, throughout our lives, day to day this week. And all this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.